This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are, as economists like to say, or some of them anyway, within spitting distance of full employment in this country, where everybody who wants a job can pretty much find one. And where, if you try to push the unemployment rate a whole lot lower, things start happening. Things like acute labor shortages in some industries, spiking wages, and then not entirely in control inflation. That's a bad thing. But spitting distance isn't all the way there. There are some people here who could and want to work but haven't yet found a job. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman at our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting to find out who those people are.
Millions of people left the workforce altogether in the Great Recession, and nearly 8 years later, some of them are still sitting on the sidelines. Others who lost jobs or had their hours cut are still having trouble finding full-time work that they're qualified for, says William Rogers, chief economist at Rutgers University's Workforce Development Center.
You're less educated, you're less skilled in an industry that's contracting, that is facing intense competition from abroad in manufacturing and other sectors that have been outsourced.
Rogers says African Americans are still unemployed at twice the rate of whites. Young people are underemployed overall. Another group, he says, has struggled to get back into the labor market.
Moms in their 20s and 30s, full-time working with their children and raising their children. Many of those women are, I think, also having challenges, especially in IT or those sectors where the shelf life of those skills can atrophy very quickly.
Meanwhile, as the labor market continues to tighten, employers are having a harder and harder time filling job vacancies. Bill Ravenscroft is with national staffing firm Adecco. He says employers are starting to go after non-traditional targets. For instance, he's working with a manufacturer that is recruiting
folks that have been working in the hotel industry and housekeeping or landscaping. This is unskilled labor who do not possess the education needed for the jobs that they're being hired for.
He says it's now worth it for companies to provide that training with a longer onboarding period to get these workers in the door and on the production line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.